God of power and might, shine your radiance and come quickly to this weary world. Hear our prayers for everyone in need. God of preachers and messengers, you have entrusted your church with the work of proclaiming good news. Strengthen the witness of bishops, pastors, deacons, church musicians, lay leaders, and all people who contribute their prayers and talents to public worship. Embed your word in their hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of every living creature, you announce the year of your favor for all of creation. Extend your kindness and relief to endangered animals and plants. Strengthen the human beings who rely on the rhythms of nature to make their living. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of all peoples and nations, you plant us as your oaks of righteousness and ask us to care for one another. Be present with the leaders of every nation as they govern. Give them a spirit of righteousness, that your goodness and mercy is revealed through their actions. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of exiles and wanderers, you repair what was once destroyed. We pray for people who have been displaced from their homes by fire, flood, earthquake, or storm. Support the work of Lutheran World Relief, Lutheran Disaster Response, and all disaster relief organizations in their recovery efforts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of the powerful and helpless, you clothe us with strength when our spirits are weak and weary, injured or ill. Bestow your spirit upon this congregation and empower us to comfort the people who turn to us in times of need. Make your church a place of refuge and healing. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Ruth, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Stephanie, Joel, Greg, Larry, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of sinners and saints, you offer joy even in the midst of our grief. We are grateful for the beloved, imperfect people whose lives testify to your radiant love. Anoint all who mourn with the oil of gladness. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Draw near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I ask now that you share a sign of peace with those gathered around you. And if you happen to be living alone, know that we all share the peace together in love and joy with one another. We continue on with our Eucharistic prayer. God of hopeful expectation, who enters into our stories, who bursts new life into creation, who invites us into a rich and restoring relationship. We come before you with humble hearts to greet you in our midst. You were there when creation burst into being with endless possibilities. You were there when the Israelites tasted liberty and you opened their eyes to new freedom. You were there with Mary when she became a powerful vessel and witness to birth love into the world. You were there with Jesus when he prayed in the garden, when he confronted death and brought resurrection life to your people. And you are with us now as we gather at your table. Your meal and gift of love for all who come hungry and thirsty today. We come like those first disciples, gathered around the table to hear Jesus' words of promise and hope. On the night that he last ate with his disciples, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the meal had finished, Jesus took the cup of wine. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new promise of life and love poured out for all of you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection, we offer these fruits of creation, bread and wine, and ourselves in grateful service. Thank you for your Spirit who works in and among us in times of hope-filled anticipation, who strengthens and sustains us, and who challenges and prods us, who gives us life and continues to surprise us with extravagant grace. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, our honor, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Even as we watch and we wait, Christ is here. Come, eat and drink. I invite you now to share communion with one another by saying, "The body of Christ given for you when you eat the bread, and the blood of Christ shed for you when you drink your wine or juice." Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now, may the Creator of the stars bless your Advent waiting, the long-expected Savior fill you with love, and the unexpected Spirit guide your journey, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace and joy. Prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn this morning is "Joy to the World," hymn number 267. May peace be with you this week. Amen.